This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Well, with a Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can find options that fit your budget and potentially lower your bills. Try it at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
The American Airlines Advantage Business Program is changing the way companies book travel and get rewarded. Designed for fast-growing businesses, the program makes it easy to earn rewards. And it's free to join. Your company earns one Advantage mile for every dollar spent on business travel booked anywhere with American. Use these miles to help offset future travel expenses, transfer to employees, and more. You'll also gain access to a suite of tools to streamline travel management, including the ability to view employee activity, manage trip credits, and report with ease. And it's a win-win. Travelers can earn additional loyalty points on top of what they already earn through the Advantage program, helping them reach status faster. Earn more on business travel you're already taking with the American Airlines Advantage Business Program. Register today at aa.com/Advantage Business.
Today's news is very interesting. This is the Let Freedom Podcast, December 5th, 2025. We're going to kick it over to Jeremy, who's going to break it down for us.
Here's the news. The Trump administration's aggressive campaign against narcotics trafficking has entered a new high-stakes phase. In recent days, the U.S. military carried out another lethal strike on a suspected drug smuggling vessel. It's 22nd since September. Four alleged cartel operatives were killed during the operation as part of a broader maritime crackdown launched under President Trump's orders. This latest strike comes amid intense scrutiny. Critics claim the attacks amount to unlawful extrajudicial killing. In Washington, opponents call them war crimes. Especially controversial is a prior double-tap strike that reportedly targeted survivors clinging to wreckage. Despite the uproar, the administration defends the campaign as essential in a war on drugs and narco-terrorism. The new strike underscores the administration's message. The U.S. is no longer playing defense. It's going after cartel networks with force, even beyond its borders. Officials argue this approach is necessary to cut off drug flows before they reach American streets. They frame these actions not as reckless violence, but as decisive, preemptive protection of national security and public safety. Supporters of the campaign praise the administration's resolve. They say decades of lenient enforcement and catch-and-release policies failed. By contrast, this strategy treats cartel networks as foreign enemies, not criminal enterprises, allowing the U.S. to use military tools instead of letting smugglers exploit border loopholes. For many voters fed up with the flood of fentanyl and opioids flooding the country, this shift hits the right tone, force applied early and often. Still, the controversy won't go away quietly. Critics, including human rights organizations and foreign governments, warn that the strikes risk destabilizing entire regions, endangering innocent lives, and undermining international norms. They argue that without concrete public evidence a boat was carrying drugs, such strikes could easily become abuses of power targeting poor fishermen or refugees. That concern rings loudest after reports that some strikes followed automatic lethal force orders. Congress now faces pressure to act. Some lawmakers demand accountability. They want to subpoena war logs, uncut footage, intelligence assessments, and legal memoranda that justified the strikes. Others, particularly on the right, are rallying behind the administration's posture, arguing that cartels deserve nothing less than full military pressure until the deadly drug pipeline to the U.S. stops. This moment marks a turning point. The U.S. is no longer just policing borders or intercepting occasional shipments. It appears ready to treat drug cartels as frontline enemies, groups to be hunted wherever they surface, not just prosecuted after drugs hit American soil. That's a big shift. For Americans demanding action over endless overdose deaths, it might feel overdue. But the risks are real. Each additional strike, each expansion into new waters, ratchets up the stakes. Legal exposure, international backlash, potential refugee crises, domestic political blowback. If one operation goes wrong, a civilian boat misidentified or an innocent crew caught, the backlash could be severe and long-lasting. So far, the administration seems willing to take that risk. After all, they argue, the alternative is inaction and continued death, addiction, and community destruction inside the United States. Bottom line, the U.S. has escalated from enforcement to combat. The latest boat strike underlines a dramatic shift in how America fights drug trafficking, aiming not just to intercept drugs, but to destroy the supply lines before they ever reach U.S. streets. Whether this bold strategy succeeds or backfires, one thing's clear. The war on drugs just entered a new, far more dangerous phase.
Thank you for listening to the Let Freedom Podcast, and thanks to Jeremy for breaking that down for us. Don't forget to listen to our full episode incoming tomorrow, and we'll see you in the next one.